USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration calls it a ceasefire in northern Syria. Turkish officials call it only a pause in the fighting. In any case, President Trump last night was crediting tough love with achieving it.
Without a little tough love, they would have never made this deal. President Obama lost a million people in the area, a million people.
The president telling a campaign crowd in Dallas last night it was unconventional, but he had to let Turkey and Syria fight for a few days in order to make the deal. Meanwhile, despite the deal, there still seems to be gunfire and shelling going on in northeast Syria. The former U.S. allies, the Kurds, have been given 5 days to pull out of the region, but Turkish forces seem to continue to be fighting them. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Walking back some of his earlier comments, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine. He said that a few hours after appearing to confirm yesterday to reporters that military aid to Ukraine was in fact held up over requests from the Trump administration that Ukraine investigate Democrats.
Did he also mention to me in the past the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney later saying that the president never told him to withhold money until Ukrainians investigated a theory about Ukraine being involved in a cover-up over the hacking of a Democratic National Committee server. The Trump administration is reinstating foreign aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. The acting Homeland Security Secretary, Kevin McAleenan, made that announcement during a meeting in San Salvador yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A longtime Democratic congressman representing Baltimore, Elijah Cummings, is being remembered by members of both parties. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Maryland's former Republican Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, who also chaired the GOP National Committee, says Congressman Cummings was clearly dedicated to helping people.
He cared so deeply about not just the city of Baltimore, but the state of Maryland and the country of the United States. And he brought that passion every day in the Congress.
Cummings staffers say the congressman had been suffering from long-standing health challenges. He passed away early Thursday at the age of 68. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A jury was seated for the first federal trial on the opioid crisis, but the push to settle the case before opening arguments next week continue. U.S. District Judge Dan Polster had ordered executives for the companies that are defendants to appear in Cleveland for continued negotiations. Opening arguments are scheduled for Monday, with two county governments arguing the companies engaged in a conspiracy that has ravaged their communities, while the companies say they complied with the law and supplied only the drugs that doctors prescribe. The drug distribution companies AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, manufacturers Teva and Johnson & Johnson, all have the outlines of a settlement to thousands of opioid-related lawsuits that could be worth $50 billion over time. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.